Mirjam with Shiva, lesson 210, become the watcher. We must be aware that it is only reawakening consciousness into a natural state, and that there is nothing mystical, difficult, or inward that has to occur to hold awareness of the inner and outer simultaneously from one central point in the mind. It is only because one is not accustomed to thinking in this way that it may seem difficult. But little children are in this state much of the time, and it is natural to them. The beginning stages of watching the mind think, I shall describe as similar to sitting quietly with your eyes open and while not thinking about anything in particular, simply looking at what is around you, all of the time feeling somewhat empty on the inside, but seeing what is in front of you, to the left side of you, to the right side of you, above you, below you, and knowing what each object is, but not thinking about any object or collection of objects. Your eyes are watching. Who lives behind them is the watcher. The objects that the mind perceives are similar to thoughts. When you close your eyes and begin thinking about the objects you have been looking at, duplicating surroundings in your mind by creating thought pictures of those objects, there is a deeper you who is the watcher of those thoughts. This you can practice all through the day, almost anywhere you are. It takes no particular skill or practice. It can be done at any time. You are simply becoming conscious of the natural processes of awareness, consciousness, and thought, which have been going on day after day all through your life up to this point. Each time you practice being the watcher, using the method just outlined, as soon as you begin to succeed, you will immediately receive the impact of realization of the extent of involvement in the external mind that had occurred between these periods of practice. You will find that the more you practice regularly, increasingly, more frequently, you will remember to continue the witness in the midst of daily life. While riding in conveyances, talking with people, shopping in crowded stores, even in the midst of a disagreement, or at the pinnacle of a creative flow, you, the watcher, will preside, and in presiding will carry that inner presence so necessary for a full and fruitful life. With this in mind, be encouraged, for we must remember that total involvement in the externalities of the mind seems to be the cultural trait of this century. Therefore, it may take a few years to change the pattern. To send awareness soaring within to home base is not easy when the rest of the world is plunging in the opposite direction. If at first you only succeed a few minutes a day being able to watch the mind think or watch the eyes see, that is sufficient. As long as the practice is regular and consistent day after day. Other kinds of practice previously outlined in the sadhana of this book will strengthen this ability and increase your capacity to maintain that equal balance between the inner and the outer, if performed with regularity. This intricate study of awareness, steadied versus fluctuating thought, can only be pursued by taking the slow and sometimes arduous approach, not being overly enthused by success or discouraged by failure. Om Namah Shivaya.